Reporting local sports, I'm Ben Keller. Next basketball season, the Hanover boys basketball team will look a little different on the bench. They will have a new head coach. After 25 years, head Wildcat Ken Losey has decided to step down, tendering his resignation at the last school board meeting. While the 2019-2020 season was not as good as past seasons, Losey said it had nothing to do with his decision to step down.
It had nothing to do with how this season went or anything like that. You know, my daughter's going to be playing at Cloud next year, Tiana is, so without coaching, it kind of free me up to go watch more of her games, and then my other daughter's going to be a freshman. And I felt like, not that I cheated Tiana, but I never got to watch all of her games being a boys' basketball coach, and I don't want to do that to Tessa now that Tiana's moving up to college basketball and Tessa being a freshman. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing anything.
Losey said the idea of stepping down had been in the back of his mind before the season began. He just felt now was a good time.
When the season was over and then Tiana made her decision to go play at Cloud, that kind of helped me make that decision. It had crossed my mind prior to that, but at no time did I let the boys or anybody else know that that was what my possible plans were. You know, it worked out for me. It's good timing for me. Able to see both my daughters play at the same time, that'll be kind of nice.
Kim Losey became head coach for Hanover boys basketball team in 1995, and since then, he has recorded over 500 wins, guided Hanover to the state tournament 15 times, made 11 Final Four appearances, making it to the championship game 9 times, and winning 6 state titles. Picking his favorite memory was difficult for Losey, but he said going undefeated in 2009 is up there and talked about why.
Probably just how hard the boys practiced every day and how much they wanted to be undefeated the entire season. It just brings back those kind of memories that to have it happen and be just a handful of 1A teams that have ever done that is one of the highlights.
Losey said the things he'll miss the most is the kids and the competition, and believe it or not, the officials.
A lot of good times with a lot of great officials. Coaches sometimes don't say that, but I've always had a lot of respect for the officials, and it's not an easy job. It's not a glory job for them because they're usually the ones that get the bad rap when the games are over, but no, I always respected them as well.
USD 223 Superintendent John Witzel said with Losey's decision to step down to spend more time with his family, he's earned it.
Of course, we hate to see him go. I mean, he's done it a long time. He's had as much or more success as 9 out of 10 of the other coaches in the state during the time he's been doing it. He hit that 25-year mark. He hit that 500 career win mark. He's fought the good fight for a long time, and I think he's ready to move on and begin a different chapter in his life, and he's more than earned that right. I wish him the best.
Wetzel said it won't be easy to replace Losey.
We've got a plan in place. Still got a few things working behind the scenes. I'm pretty confident with what we're looking to do going forward. At this time, nothing is official. We're confident that the program is going to continue having the success that it's grown accustomed to under Coach Losey.
Kim Losey will continue to teach at Hanover and not completely hang up his whistle, coaching cross country and track. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.